Chris. I'm glad you could join us for Adventures in Odyssey, a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
I was wondering if you've ever heard of a group called the Israelites.
The who?
Well, I think that's called deja vu.
I wouldn't know. I'm new here.
You dreamed about this?
Oh, you bad dogs.
I thought you were navigating.
Come in.
Jason?
Uncle Jack!
Oh, hello, laddie.
Hi.
That's good to see. Drop the uncle there. Huh?
Good to see you, too. Hey, you look terrific. How long's it been? 10 years?
Oh, at least.
So when did you get back?
Just this evening.
All your stuff moved in?
Uh-huh. Movers finished maybe half an hour ago. But I wanted to talk to you about this arrangement.
What's to talk about?
I feel funny living at your dad's house while you live here in this little room.
Little? Are you kidding? This is twice the size of my last apartment. And I've got all the rest of Wits End as a playground. What could be better?
No, but you
just
see,
look around. Does this seem cramped to you?
No. In fact, you have it set up rather nicely. But still, I feel
wouldn't know what to do with a house like Dad's. And can you see me puttering around in the garden? Look, it's perfect for you. I'm comfortable here.
Just so you're absolutely sure.
I'm absolutely sure. Look, if I change my mind, I'll let you know.
Good.
I can't believe it. Both of us here in Odyssey.
I wish your father were here.
So do I. But you know how it is. Somehow none of us seem to be in the same town at the same time. So what do you think of Odyssey?
I like it here. The people are friendly. Wits End is a world unto itself.
Yeah, you're telling me. It's going to take ages to sort through all the things Dad's done. And some of the gadgets in the basement he left undone.
His workroom. I've been tempted to do some exploring down there myself.
Yeah, Dad said he wanted me to go through everything, just to see if I thought any of it is worth working on. Are you coming in tomorrow?
Sure. Though, yeah. Well, now that you're here, I didn't want to assume.
Nothing to assume. I wouldn't want to run this place without you. So, how about tomorrow? We can both go down into Dad's workroom and see what we can dig up.
I look forward to it.
Great. Oh, this is interesting. Did you see this, Uncle Jack?
It's just Jack, huh? What?
Well, Dad has a prototype here for the imagination station, but it looks almost like a phone booth.
I get the impression he's done several versions of it.
That's Dad. Never satisfied with one idea. He has to keep working at it until he's explored every nook and cranny.
Something you obviously inherited. It seems to me you spent weeks trying to build a rocket ship that would take you to... Where did you want to go?
The planet Gilbatron in the Beekner Galaxy.
That's it.
But I was 10 then. I can't believe you still remember that.
How could I forget? You borrowed every piece of scrap wood I had in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. How strange.
What is?
I was digging through this box of old books and suddenly had the feeling I dreamt about this. Like it happened before. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think that's called deja vu.
Oh, no, this is different. I just remember that in a dream, I wasn't here with you, but with some other young man. We were talking about something, I don't know. I remember thinking he was feeling lost.
You don't know who the guy was?
No.
Huh. Well, so what's in the box that triggered the whole thing?
It's some kind of, well, I don't know what it is. A ledger?
Yeah, it seems to be written in some sort of code.
Mm-hmm.
Letters, numbers?
But look at the pages. See?
Yeah, a variety of handwriting, as if several different people wrote in it from time to time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look here. Some of the handwriting looks young.
Ah, a diary maybe, huh?
Yeah, or maybe minutes taken from some sort of meeting. And look there, some of the entries are in Dad's own hand.
I remember when your dad and I were kids, we used to keep a journal of our adventures. But he insisted we write it in a secret code, just in case it fell into the wrong hands.
Oh, secret agents.
No. Our parents.
Oh.
You used to play around with codes when you were young, didn't you?
Well, a little. Actually, I guess you could say I still do, as a hobby.
Well, does this make any sense to you?
No, but I'd enjoy taking a crack at it. Hey, maybe Dad was a double agent for some super spy organization or something.
Or maybe he has terrible handwriting and it's his shopping list from 1987.
Only one way to find out. Give me some time with it.
Okay. And Jason?
Yeah?
This book was in my dream, too.
Which section are the funnies in today?
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi.
Would you mind handing me that towel, please? I think I have a smudge on my face.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you and Jason have been down in Witt's workroom for an awful long time.
There's a lot to look through.
I don't get it. I mean, can't Witt clean it all out when he gets back from the Middle East?
Well, if Jason's going to work on his own inventions, he'll need room to do it. But really, we're just curious to see what Witt's been up to all these years. Anything interesting in the newspaper this morning?
Charlie Brown told Snoopy that he's getting a new food dish, but other than that...
I meant on the front page.
Oh! Well, let's see. Mayor Tom Riley said he's going to reconsider the zoning regulations for the south part of town, and... Oh, yeah. Another robbery last night.
Another robbery?
A stereo was stolen out of Donald Milford's car, and his windows bashed in. And the night before that, someone spray-painted the side of the community center. Seems like there's been something almost every night for the past couple of weeks.
Any suspects?
No, but the police figure it was done by a gang. You know, it is so strange. I remember stuff like this happening when I lived in California, but I never expected it in Odyssey.
But you have gangs here.
The Bones of Wrath, but they're really just a bunch of bullies who get into mischief. They don't usually vandalize places or steal things.
Maybe they're getting ambitious. Gangs get that way sometimes. They start off small and harmless and then get big and dangerous.
What I don't understand is why gangs always have to be bad.
I don't follow you.
I mean, why aren't there ever any good gangs?
Oh, you mean roving gangs of kids committing random acts of charity and kindness?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Interesting thought. I wish you had an answer.
Hello, anybody there?
Me and Jack. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Connie. Uncle Jack?
Uncle Jack?
Yes, Jason.
Do you have a minute to come up to the office?
Sure. Is something wrong?
No, I've made some headway on our mystery book.
I'll be right there. Do you mind watching the shop, Connie?
No.
Thanks.
Mystery book?
It's a simple code. They just alternated numbers with letters, with the letter A starting at the number 5.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
No, don't you get it? You see, if A equals 5, then B would be 6, and so on. All I had to do was determine that A was 5, and the rest fell into place.
Like I said, I'll take your word for it.
My guess is that Dad used it because of the kids, so they could learn it quickly.
But why use a code at all? Were they trying to hide something?
Well, obviously they were trying to keep a secret. Best as I can figure, this book contains the minutes from some sort of club.
A club?
Uh-huh. They call themselves the Israelites. Look, you see here? It was headed by someone called David. And these minutes were recorded by Jonathan. There, you see the other names? They're all biblical.
So it's another one of Witt's efforts to make the Bible come to life for the kids. Very interesting.
This wasn't in your dream, was it?
Not directly.
Good. Because there's more to it than that.
How so?
Well, the kids obviously used code names, but look over on this page here. Mm-hmm. You see there's a list of names, addresses, and some kind of instruction, like Robert Frazier, his address on Blake, and then simply garden.
Garden? You think it's another code word?
Well, it could be. Maybe some of these people know what it's about, if they're still around. Do you recognize any of the names? I mean, you've been here longer than I have.
No. But I can think of one person who might know. So you don't recognize any of these names either, huh?
The O'Learys, Cooper, Frazier, Phelan, Walker. Sorry, Jack. We could double check them in the phone book.
Oh, I thought of that, but I'd rather call someone you know. I mean, imagine me standing at the door saying, "Hi, you don't know me, but I was wondering if you ever heard of a group called the Israelites." It seemed pretty weird to a stranger.
No offense, but it seems pretty weird to me. Why are you so determined to figure it out? It's just a silly book of codes that Witt probably used as a game for some kids.
I know, but, well, if this is what I think it is... Witt and I used to play a similar sort of game when we were little. Mostly, I'm just curious to see what Witt was up to. And I had this dream last night
that... Wait a minute, Jack. I know this person.
Who is it?
It's Emma Douglas. She was friends with Whit. In fact, I think she even worked here for a little while before I arrived.
What's it say after her name?
Just garage paint. Garage paint?
I don't know. Let's hope Emma Douglas can tell me.
Oh, you bad dogs. Next time I'm going to call the dog pound on you.
Hello there.
Oh, well, if you're selling something, I'm not buying.
No, ma'am, I'm not. My name is Jack Allen. I'm a friend of Witt's, and you need some help?
No, that's all right. It's only a little bit left to pick up here. Some neighborhood dogs got into my trash again. You know, I thought the law said they had to be kept on a leash.
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm new here.
Oh, yes, you are. You're the one I heard about. The old friend who's helping out at Witt's End while Witt's gone, right?
Uh-huh.
What can I do for you, Mr. Allen?
Yeah, please, Jack.
All right, Jack. Well, what brings you all the way from Witt's End to talk to me?
A mystery, mostly.
Oh?
I was wondering if you've ever heard of a group called the Israelites.
The who?
The Israelites.
Of course I have.
Ah, good.
Well, they're all through the Old Testament. Don't you ever read your Bible?
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of a group of kids that once went around using names like David and Jonathan.
Are you serious?
Yes. You see, I found a book in Witt's workroom that was written in code, and your name was in the book, and this sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I won't take up any more of your time.
Thank you. Why are you so interested in that group, anyway?
No special reason, just another connection to Witt. You know, I haven't seen a house in this style in a long time. When was it built?
Oh, in the 40s, I think.
I should have figured. Particularly the way the garage sits separate from the house itself. That's very nice.
Needs repainting, though.
You think so? When was the last time you had it painted?
Oh, it must have been several... years ago.
Which house needs painting, too?
Uh-huh.
Who did your garage? Maybe I'll ask them to come over.
All right, Mr. Allen.
Is something wrong?
You know perfectly well what's wrong. You tricked me.
Oh, Miss Douglas, I assure you...
Now, there is no point in denying it. Come on in for some tea, and I'll tell you what I know about the Israelites. I'm only telling you all this because you're an old friend of Witt's, and, well, it was so long ago, I don't expect it much matters now.
The Israelites painted your garage.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And they often came sneaking around to do my gardening, too.
Uh-huh.
See, that wasn't too long after my husband died, and proud woman that I was, I just couldn't bring myself to actually ask for help. The Israelites used to come in and work when they know I'd be away or in bed asleep.
So they weren't just a group of kids Witt pulled together to teach about the Bible?
Oh, well, I expect it started that way. You know Witt. Any fun way to learn the Bible was worth trying. They had all kinds of imaginary Bible adventures. But after a while, the group took on a different purpose. You see, Witt sent them out to help folks, do good deeds, to be angels of mercy, in a manner of speaking.
How did they get away with it?
Oh, Witt arranged it so the work could be done when people were away or in bed. He insisted on strict secrecy, too. He wanted the kids to help because they wanted to help, not because they wanted credit.
Oh. Well, how did you find out about them?
Well, one night while I was asleep, they were trying to do some gardening, and one of the kids knocked some things over in the garage, and it woke me up. I thought I was being burglarized, and it nearly gave me a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Well, Witt came over, and he told me a little of what was going on. It made me realize how stubborn I was being, alone in this house, not asking for help from anyone.
And Witt told you everything?
Oh, no, he wouldn't do that. He said only enough to calm me down. And I told him I wouldn't tell anyone, and I haven't, until now.
Huh. So you don't know who any of the kids were?
To be honest, I know one. Billy. Billy McPherson. Only because he felt so bad for scaring me that he came up a few days later and apologized. I don't know what became of Billy. I think he's still here in town. Makes me sad to think about it now.
Why?
Well, all those boys doing such good work and then growing up and leaving without ever being thanked. I wish I knew what became of them.
So do I.
Pass me that sponge, will you, Connie?
Sure. Well, hi, Jack.
Well, if it isn't the private eye himself. Hi, Uncle Jack.
Oh, hi.
Why do you keep calling him Uncle Jack?
Because he's always been like an uncle to me. But he thinks I'm too old to call him uncle now. Oh, maybe he's right. Are you right, Uncle Jack? Just as I figured. Still chasing after the Israelites?
Did Emma Douglas tell you anything?
Well, a little. I have a lead. A kid named Billy McPherson. Though I don't suppose he's much of a kid now.
McPherson? You want me to get the phone book?
Oh, that's all right. I've already tried. He's not in Odyssey anymore.
Well, that's that.
As I was driving back, I stopped by the high school. The teacher there, who heads up the reunion committee, thinks his family moved out toward Connellsville. She gave me an address. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Well, that's something, I guess.
Why don't you call?
And say what? No, I'd rather talk to him face to face.
But I'm still not sure what you think you're going to say even then. I mean, what makes you think he'll want to talk to you about the Israelites?
I don't know. Do you think I'm crazy? Should I give up?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'd love to know more of what's behind that code book, too. But you have to admit, your determination is a little...
crazy. I know. At first, I thought I was just being curious, but now it's that dream I had. It keeps nagging me. And it seems like this is related somehow.
Wait a minute. What dream?
A dream Uncle Jack had last night.
You mean about this? Hold it. You dreamed about this?
Sort of. I can't say.
Are you talking a regular kind of dream? Or like one of those dreams Joseph had where cakes were eaten by cows and stuff?
I honestly don't know. It was just a dream, that's all.
What does it mean?
Maybe I'll find out tomorrow. You really didn't have to come along, Jason.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss it. Ooh, which is what you just did.
What?
Missed it. Your turn. I think you want the road back there.
Oh, I thought you were navigating.
I'm doing my best. So you didn't have any more of those crazy dreams last night, did you?
Same one. Finding the old box in Witt's workroom, the Israelite book, and this mysterious person who feels lost.
You believe in dreams?
I never really thought about them before, but since coming to Odyssey, I've been having some very vivid dreams.
About what?
Oh, I don't want to get into it now. Oh, is that my turn?
Yeah, I think so. If this address is correct, and if Billy McPherson still lives there.
If he doesn't, we'll just go home and forget about the whole thing.
Sure we will. Of course, I didn't expect us to get lost for an hour.
It's these small back roads. You have the map. Where are we going?
I can't tell. This map only has the major roads. Watch out for that... pothole.
Oh, sorry. But there's a service station. Maybe they can tell us where we are. Go on and ask Jason. I'll put some gas in the car.
Okay. Hi.
Hi there. What can I do for you?
Well, my friend and I seem to have gotten ourselves lost. Any chance of getting some detailed maps?
Yeah, right there on the counter. They're handmade, though. Nobody's come up with a map yet that has all the roads in this area. Where are you going?
Well, we're looking for Howarth Road.
Howarth? Oh, that's about a half mile up that way, on the right.
Great. We're closer than we thought.
Only one family lives on that road.
You know, I think I need a car that gets better gas mileage. Oh.
We're closer than we thought, Uncle... Jack? What's wrong?
Are you okay, mister?
I'm sorry. It's nothing. The name on your shirt.
Is something wrong with my name? Billy's a common enough name.
Oh, of course it is.
Now, you said there's only one family on Howarth Road.
Yeah, the McPhersons.
There you go, Jack.
You're looking for the McPhersons?
Well, one in particular.
But we already found him, didn't we?
What?
That depends on what you mean.
I mean, you're Billy McPherson.
Yeah? So what?
I'd like to talk to you.
About what?
The Israelites.
The Israelites? Good grief. That's a name I haven't heard in years.
Is there somewhere we can go?
Frank! Frank, will you watch the counter for a few minutes? I'm gonna run to the diner next door. The Israelites lasted, I guess it was 2 summers. Mr. Whitaker figured it was a waste to have kids out of school and bored. At first, there was only 6 of us. We played a lot of Bible games, things like that. But then, Mr. Whitaker got the idea that we should become a gang who did good deeds. So he put us together with several other kids, and 2, sometimes 3 nights a week, we'd all meet, get our assignments, and go off and do what had to be done.
So Whit came up with the things you did, huh?
Sometimes, yeah. And other times, we came up with ideas for ourselves. Didn't matter who thought it up, as long as it helped somebody.
What happened to the group?
Well, Mr. Whitaker said he'd keep the Israelites going only as long as we stayed interested. He didn't want it running on his desire alone. By the 3rd summer, everybody went their separate ways. Mostly because we started liking girls. But those were 2 summers I'll never forget. The best I ever had. So, Mr. Whitaker took off for the Middle East, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's something else. He was a great Sunday school teacher. Had a really powerful influence on me. Though I've kind of, well, you know, I don't get to church much anymore.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Well, I better get back to work. Frank will be steaming from his ears at me for taking off like that.
Will it help if I explain?
No, it's no problem. Frank's my cousin. Hey, in this area, they say you can throw a rock in any direction and hear McPherson. We're all over the place.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Billy.
Yeah, nice meeting you both.
Oh, Billy, wait a sec.
Yeah?
Here's something we want you to have. The Israelite Chronicles.
You're kidding. I can't take that.
Sure you can. You remember the code?
Oh, yeah. A starts with 5.
Right.
Are you sure about this?
We're sure.
Read it and remember, Billy. Read it and remember.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Wow, this is great. Come back and see me sometime.
We will. And you get back to church.
You know, I think I will. Well, see you guys.
Bye. Okay. Go ahead. Say it.
Say what?
He was the young man in your dream, right? The one you thought was lost?
It was merely an impression of a person. I don't remember a face.
But you knew it was him, even before you saw his name patch.
No comment. It was just a dream.
Right. So what does it all mean? We learned about a gang of kids who did good deeds for a couple of summers several years ago. Is it supposed to mean something?
Well, considering all the gangs who go around doing evil deeds, maybe it means it's an idea whose time has come again.
Sometimes it's easy to forget that the opportunity to do good is always nearby. Maybe it's just helping out at home, or saying something nice to your neighbors, or volunteering to serve in your church or community. You know, maybe we have to use our imaginations like Whit did and think of clever, secret ways to do good. Whatever the case, we can be sure that the good we do, wherever we do it, is one of the best ways to show God's love to people who don't know Him. Like the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 2:10, "We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the life of good works which God designed for us." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Code of Honor was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.